Hello, everyone, and good morning, and it is a great morning. And today we are going to talk about woman to woman. I label that woman to woman because I'm going to deal with some issues that we women have that we need to get delivered from and healed from in order for us to go forward in what God has for us. We are very good at shadowing on the outside, looking good and smelling good and talking the right talk and reading the right scriptures and shouting and jumping, but we can do all that and still not be healed and still not be delivered and still not be the woman of God that God has called us to be. We want to be real women of God today. And as I put under my topic, that this episode is to challenge the women who confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus Christ to live by example. We can say one thing and live a totally whole different thing, but we serve a God that is able to heal, deliver, and make you free. So if you want to be free today, he's too real for us to shake in faith. So we're going to, it says, be about what you do, so much talk about. And it's time to come up. We talk a good talk, but we want to be delivered today. We want to be healed today, and we want to live by example. So woman to woman, and I'm going to talk from a little bit from a book that I've recently read, and I'm not quite through reading it, but what I've read so far, it is really a blessing. And it's called Be Free from Spirit Bosses, and it's Marine Spirit by Zita Grant. Awesome, awesome, awesome book. And it's what a lot of us women are dealing with. See, before we get into a marriage and join ourselves with someone else, we need to be healed, delivered, and made free so that we can be whole when we go into a marriage. So we're going to talk about some soul ties. We're going to talk about some things today, and we're going to understand some things. And a lot of women, what happens is they don't know these things. The Word of God says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So a lot of women don't know these things and haven't been taught these things. So before they get married, they're not delivered, they're not healed, so they go into a marriage for all different kinds of reasons, and they're not able to give their spouse 100% of them because they're not 100%, and they're not healed, and then it connects their spouse's soul along with all of the other guys that they have had sex along with. So we're going to go into some deep things this morning. We're going to come from scripture. We're going to come from the Word of God, because anything I do or anything I teach, it has to be biblical. It's not going to be my opinion. It's not going to be what I think, because I know from personal experience that my God is a healer and he's a deliverer. And he want to see us women be free today. He want to see us be free. So woman to woman. And the scripture I'm going to give, it's Isaiah 41:10, and it says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. See, God is here to help us, but we got to want to be helped, ladies. We got to quit trying to cover up and just, like I said, people see us on Facebook, all social media, and we act like everything is all together. We all beautified and beautiful and pretty. And people talk about how pretty we look on our pictures, and they don't know the hell that we're dealing with on the inside, because we need to be real and they say, look, I know what it's like to smile on the outside and go home and nobody sees the tears that I shed. Nobody hears me crying and saying, Lord, help me. If you don't help me, God, I can't be helped. So we got to come before God and say, look, God, I need help. I need strength. People looking at me this way, but God, I'm hurting on the inside this way. But I know, God, that you're able to heal. Excuse me. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is able to keep you. He's able to keep you if you want to be kept. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Ladies, we need some peace this morning. We need some peace of mind. We need some peace. And stop listening to what the devil say about us, and we need to receive what God says about us, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We don't have to settle for booty calls. We don't have to settle for fornication. We don't need no man, oh, you just beautiful girl, I can do this for you, I can do that for you. Oh, you're not the one that God got for me. We need to learn to build up our esteem in the Lord and know that God has somebody for each and every last one of us. Start loving yourself. Start being respectful of yourself. And don't let down your guard. Don't let down. Don't just be so thirsty and just settle for anything or anybody. By the time we get through with this episode today, we're going to find out that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if a man can't respect us and honor us as the precious jewel and ruby and the woman of God we are, then he can get on. Hallelujah. Because God has a man out there just made for you that will love you, honor you, and respect you. But you got to respect yourself first. You got to demand that respect. Hallelujah. Says here, I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Trust God. He's the only one that can help us, ladies. He's the only one that can help us. We done all been messed up, jacked up, tied up with soul ties and everything, and I'm going to talk today about something very deep. So get your Bible. We just went to the scriptures, Isaiah 41 and 10, John 14 and 27. Now we're going to talk about some things sexually, some spirit spouses. I don't know if any of you ever heard of spirit spouses, but like I said, I've studied on spirit spouses. I've studied on incubus and succubus spirit. Actually, I did a video on a teaching on incubus and succubus, which those are sex demons, demons that come and have sex with you while you are asleep. And when I first did that video, a lot of people responded to it because we're not taught this in the body of Christ, but this is some real things that's going on. And I had someone that contacted me and said, now, LaShonda, what you said, I'm so glad you taught that because I was dealing with that. But I was so scared to tell anybody because I thought they would think I was crazy. And they told me, they said, but this spirit came in my room at night, held me down. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. And they said they literally had sex with me, and I could not move. And they said they had sex with me to the point of orgasm. I said, I know what you're talking about. This is real. And they said, LaShonda, I was so scared. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what was happening to me because, see, they had never been told about that. And they said, when you taught on that incubus and succubus, I was like, that's what happened to me. So they was really blessed by that. They was delivered. They had wisdom and knowledge and understanding of, okay, if this try to happen to you again, call out in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus is against you. And then you got to renounce that covenant, because when you have sex with that demon, because that's what it is, when you have sex, you have made a covenant. See, God sees sex differently than the way we see sex. We think we can just go, if we got a little feeling pin there, or we can just go get us a little orgasm and a little feel good. It's just all matters to us. But we don't understand the significance and the danger that we have that committed to our spirit, ladies, every time we allow an individual, a man, to go inside of us. We don't understand. We just really don't understand the danger. Okay? So, spirit spouses. You may say, okay, what is a spirit spouse? And like I said before, this is giving credit to the wonderful author, the woman of God of this book, Be Free from Spirit Spouses, Marine Spirits. If you get a chance, you need to look this book up. It will bless you. And it's by Ms. Zita Grant. Okay? What is a spirit spouse? This type of spirit takes the form of a person whose face specifically relates to you, often appearing with the face of someone familiar. The interactions of these spirits spouses are not limited to dreams alone. There are those that have had experience with them physically appearing, if only for a brief period. Many have detailed encounters with spirit spouses while sleeping, and what was so real that physical evidence remained upon waking. They are very possessive, and their only intent is to utter destruction and death of all they marry through ungodly covenants. Now, we got to understand this. The word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6:16, do you not know that he who unites himself, means come together with, ladies, mean allow him to come into your inner court, ladies, with a prostitute, is one with her in body. For it is said, the two will become one flesh. Now, as I was studying the scripture, I said, Lord, look at this. I wonder if anybody else noticed this other than me. Do you not know that he That meaning the man who unites himself with a prostitute, that means he go inside that woman. And in Zeta's book, I like the way she said this. She said prostitutes are heavily used as strong bait to entangle the target. Note, a prostitute is anyone using their body for material gain. Ladies, we done been out there. We have done this. The man didn't make a covenant to you. He didn't make a vow. You thought you just was in love. This is your boo. Ain't going to hurt because we going to get married anyway. And you don't realize the danger and the significance of sexually uniting yourself with every woman that he have went inside of. Now those demons and those spirits are going inside of you. It says here, you don't have to be on a street corner. You can become someone that appears respectable, normal, everyday person. However, you will do anything for material gain as well as career and or social advancement. And I like to tell people, guess what this word just said? Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute? Ladies, we need to be delivered because we don't know who those guys with that we allow to go inside of us. And until we get delivered, we don't need to marry and yoke up with no husband. We talk about we want to be getting married. And I remember before I got married over almost 18 years ago, I went through 2 years of purging. Excuse me. I went through 2 years of purging, 2 years of celibacy, getting purged and clean, and I wanted all the soul ties, everything unlike God out of me. God, take them all out, calling names out that I can take them out of my soul, God. Purge me, cleanse me, because I don't want to take this into a marriage. I want to be free. I want to be delivered. So you need to be purged and delivered before you go into a marriage, because you take these soul ties and your spouse is battling in the spiritual realm with those other soul ties that you haven't been delivered from. Oh, I know this is deep and you had never been taught this, but this is the way that it is, and this is the truth, and it is what it is. So we need to be delivered, and our hearts have been broken into pieces and shattered, and we need to get healed. Because if we don't, we're gonna make our spouses suffer for what some other man or what some other demon done to us. It says here in Zeta's book on page 20, sexual perversion, pornography, masturbation opens the door for a spirit spouse. And for those of you all a little bit more on a spirit spouse, that's a spouse that claims you as his own. And or as her own if you're a man. And every time you try to be in a relationship with somebody, something go wrong, something bad, it doesn't work. You've been in marriage after marriage because that spirit spouse claims you as their own. And until you are delivered from that spiritual spouse take claim of your soul and of your spirit. And it fights against anybody that tries to make a covenant with you or that try to be with you. So it says here, sexual perversion, pornography, masturbation opens the door for a spirit spouse. Sleeping around, having sexual intercourse, performing sexual acts when you are not married and to your physical spouse opens the door for them to enter your life and pollute your spirit. Everyone you have sex with, and I learned this, and this is good, outside of marriage. And see, that's where it comes in, that the world tells you that you can have what's called a common law marriage. That means no vow has to be made, no covenant, no commitment, okay? Well, we just read in John 14:27 where God said, I give you peace, not as the world gives. God will give you a peace of mind. He will give you a peace in your spirit, not as the world gives. We as women of God, I don't care what the world say, but God's word, it's what we should live by. God's word is what cleanses us and purges us. God's word is what prepares us to be the women warriors that we need to be. Says here, everyone you have sex with outside of that marriage covenant, people, ladies, you open yourself up to the spirits of the last seven people each of them has had sex with. And then I like this. She put, do the math. Do the math. All of those soul ties are in you. You can't figure out why you keep having these lustful thoughts and why you keep doing this and doing all this sexual perversion, like something just gotta hold of you. You have been all of those, what did she say? Everyone you have sex with outside of that marriage covenant. She said outside of marriage, I'm adding marriage covenant because that's what a marriage is. It's more than just a piece of paper. You're a fornicator. And the word of God says fornicators have their part in the lake of fire. I see now, I never knew why the word of God and why Jesus was so against fornication. And for those of you all who don't know, that goes deeper. It's the Greek word pornia. It goes deeper than just having some sex. It goes so much deeper. And it's our sexual perversion. And you wonder why you out there in the world and you can still fornicate. You can go to a church. And you know, this is what I'm finna say this, and I'm finna veer off for a minute. That's so strange how when I got saved, God was dealing with me way even before I even accepted him as my Lord and Savior. I was in fornication. And I remember times when I was in the midst of fornication, wanting to puke my guts out, had to stop because I wanted to throw up. God was dealing with me then. So once I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, and he purged me and cleansed me, I was celibate for 2 years of cleansing and just studying my word and getting ready for my husband, and God blessed me with my husband 2 years after that. And I knew then from experience why he said that. I got in the word and I began to read about fornication and about demons and about glory to God. And then I understood, oh, that's what was wrong with me. I had my soul. I had got to a point where I didn't even like LaShonda. I didn't even like myself. I was doing things that I know that I had. I would have thought that I would be doing. And I'm like, how did I get this far? Because I had some spirit ties. I had soul ties. I needed to be purged. I needed to be clear. But I had nobody to teach me. The Holy Ghost literally had to teach me and train me. But see, as he taught me and trained me, now I can be the pioneer for you ladies and tell you and teach you and help you know by experience. That's why he's against fornication. That's why so many young ladies now that know how I teach and know I stay strictly by the word, they shun the teaching that I do. They're not going to get on too many videos that I do because I got a boyfriend right now, and he goes to church with me. Yeah, but you go to church too, and you sing in a choir, but you're still fornicating. So you're not saved. There's no such thing as a fornicating Christian. I'm telling you, if you was really saved and sold out to God, you would want to puke your guts out trying to do some fornication. I'm telling you from experience. So because you haven't been born again, ladies, but it's coming a time now that you should be glad that you still have real women of God that won't just throw oil on you and prophesy lie to you and tell you your best life is now and God finna bless you. No, I'm going to tell you, get it in order for you to get in this battle and in order for you to stand and be the woman of God that God has called you to be. You're going to have to be purged. You're going to have to be holy. You're going to have to be sanctified. That means clean through the word of God. You're going to have your mind made up that nothing and nobody shall separate me from the love of God and that I want to be holy. I want to be sanctified. I want to be pure. I want to be the woman that God called me to be. I want to give, when I'm married, I want to give my 100 to my husband, hallelujah. I want old things to pass away and all things become new. You got to make that up in your mind, and you got to not settle or back down from that, hallelujah, and wait on God and get delivered and get purged. And I'm telling you, you will be real. You will be that one. I'm talking today from woman to woman because I've been a woman and I've been out there and I've been in fornication, but God delivered me. He healed my heart. He can do the same thing for you. Now, I'm coming down a little bit on my broadcast, and I'm going to give, I see I have some callers to call in, so I'm going to give you a chance to ask questions if you would like to ask a question. If you would like to make a comment, that would be fine too, but I'm on here to teach the word of God. I'm on here because I want to see women saved, delivered, and made free. And yes, I want to see men too, but I'm talking to the women today. And I want us to be free. God is too real for us to fake and shake. He's a healer and he's a deliverer. And you don't want to join into a marriage for the wrong reasons. And then because, oh, I'm so tired of being alone. You know, like Al Green say, so tired of being alone. And you ain't delivered. Give yourself time to heal, lady. And then God will bless you with a husband, and you can give your 100, yourself wholly unto him, because until you are delivered, you can't give something to somebody that you yourself don't have. So before you go into a marriage, get purged, get cleansed, get delivered. And if you're already married, you get purged, you get cleansed, you get delivered, and you will see your marriage go to a whole nother level because you chose to get Billy, Bob, suited, whoever, up out of that spirit. And you expel some spirits and soul ties and demons out of you so that you can be free, so that you can be healed and be real. And your shout is real. Hallelujah. Your praise is real. You lifting up holy hands. So I pray that there is something that I said today. Right now I only have 30 minutes on my time. So I've used up all my minutes. I have a few more minutes left. So soon I'll be upgrading and I have longer to teach, because I'm telling you, it started getting real good. And I start getting, I'm telling you, I be getting into it, and then I have to cut it down, but I do have to cut it down. So I see I have some callers on. I'm going to unmute you. And if any of you all that's on here, don't be ashamed. I don't even know who you are. Most times I see the numbers, but if you would like to make a comment or if you would like to ask a question, you are unmuted now, so you feel free to do that. Does anybody have a question or a comment? You're live now. Question or comment?
Good morning. Good morning, LaShonda.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Dee.
Hello. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning. I just want to let you know that, praise God, I just want to thank you for this teaching. It is much needed. I wish I had known this before I had gotten into my marriage. And now that I see what is the problems that's going on, I know how to deal with them. So I thank the God, thank that he instilled that knowledge into you to teach the others. It is so, so badly needed now. We as wives, we need to know this before going into marriage, going in there blindsiding and neglecting our spouses, or, you know, just not fully walking in our gifts and then walking it with the Lord, because we're so bounded in that sin. So I just want to thank you this morning.
Thank you, and thank God, you know, because I didn't have that taught to me either. I totally had to go solo. I was out there like solo. And this is not taught in the churches today. And so you have a lot of women that, you know, going to church week after week, and it's not dealt with, and they're getting married, and they haven't been taught this, and then the marriages fail, and they get married and don't stay married no time and get divorced, and then they marry again, and it's just like a cycle. Because the problem is not, the problem is you. You need to focus on you, and you need to get delivered. You need to get healed so that you can give your 100, so that you will be a woman of power, and you can be able to go to God and pray and say, Lord, help me, strengthen me. So, yes. I thank you for coming on this morning. I thank you. I see I have more callers. If anyone else would like to say anything, I mean, you don't have to, but you're more than welcome to ask a question or make a comment. And I thank God for all of you all that did get on this morning, and take this knowledge and this wisdom and apply it, and then move it on and share it with another lady. Share this with another woman of God. Share this with women that maybe not even be married, that may be single, and may not even be saved. Share them with this, because they need to know what they're out there doing, that they're fornication, and the damage that it does to their temple, the damage that it does to their spirit. And I would have loved to have somebody teach me this instead of just telling me don't fornicate, but yet and still they fornicate.
That's right.
You got the Bible says that the older women are to train the younger women, to teach the younger women how to love their husbands and love their children. But now you have a rebellious type of generation of young women that's sexing and that's doing any and everything with any and everybody, and they don't want you to tell them the truth. They don't want to hear this type of teaching. They want to just let me be in a choir, let me sing, let me have my boyfriend, and let me have my sex. And don't you say nothing to me. Don't you try to tell me nothing. And they don't realize the danger It's a blessing to have women of God now that will stand up and tell you this word and its truth so that you can get healed and delivered and you won't have to go through the heartache of the pain.
Amen.
But a lot of these young, this young generation don't want that. Because you can tell them, and then they'll go right on and do the opposite of what you said. So, you know, all I can do as a teacher of the word and as a servant is to put the word out there and open my mouth and let the Holy Ghost speak. And that's all I can do, and that's all I've been commissioned to do. And I can pray for you. But I can't make anybody do anything, and I can't make anybody receive anything. That's totally your self-will, and that's totally up to the individual. I put it out there. It'll bless you if you receive it, and if you don't receive it, it'll damn you. We know damn means curse. So that's up totally up to the person, to the individual. I would hope you would receive it and be blessed by it because I want to see you saved. I want to see you healed. I want to see you delivered. Because I sure enough know that he did it for me, he can do it for you. Hallelujah, because I'm free today.
Hallelujah.
And glory to God. He wants you free today, women. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I don't have any. Ooh. Do I have anything? I have more callers. Would you like to make a comment? We have 3 minutes left.
What's the scripture you used today?
Which one I used to? I use Isaiah 41 and 10. I use John 14 and 27. Then I use 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16.
What was John again? I'm sorry.
And then I think I threw some more scriptures in there as I was teaching that I don't have wrote down. So I don't know what those would be. But you can go back later and listen to the broadcast. And when I said it, I'm sure I put the scripture on there. But some of them I don't have wrote down. I just actually, when I'm teaching and the scripture come up, I just put it out. So some scriptures I said on here I don't have written down. Isaiah 41:10, John 14:27, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And this book that I was reading from is by a young lady named Zita Grant. It's called Be Free from Spirit Spouses and Marine Spirits. It's called by Zita Grant. And you can get the book off Amazon. I mean, this is a very good teaching guide and a good book. And see, what happens is a lot of people don't teach this, but we have a lot of women that's dealing with this. And so those are my scriptures that I come from. And like I said, if you listen to it again, I'm sure I said some more scriptures, but I don't have those wrote down. But I really thank God for you all today. I thank God for you all getting on. Continue to pray for me, and I'll continue to pray for you all. And until the next time, I'll do the next episode, probably be maybe Friday. Yeah, so my show is about to go off. So thank you all for joining in today on the show. Pray and hope that the Lord continually bless you, that you get healed, delivered, and made free in the name of Jesus. Have a blessed and prosperous day.
Amen. You too.